Hi, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast, the free podcast for medical sales professionals. Let's talk about risk. Is risk part of medical selling? Well, it is, but not at the level that many medical sales professionals act like it is. Too many sales reps are walking around acting as if every decision they make imparts a tremendous risk to their lives and their business. And this just isn't so. Let me give you an example. Oftentimes when I'm in a seminar with medical sales representatives and they'll come up between sessions or afterwards and they'll ask questions, they'll say, you know, Mace, I really appreciate the information you gave me today about how to engage a surgeon more interactively, how to really gain his attention. But what happens if the surgeon doesn't like what I say? What happens if the surgeon thinks I'm a little pushy? What happens if he doesn't want to do business with me? I like to ask this question. What happens if the surgeon, the doctor, the customer, doesn't matter who it is, what happens if this person doesn't even know that you exist? What happens if they don't know what you sell? What happens if their patients never have the opportunity to have a better outcome because of the product or service that you provide? Now, in my mind, that's really the risk that sales representatives should be concerned about. But sales representatives tend to focus too often on personal downside risks. They're thinking things such as, wow, what's going to happen if I do this and the customer thinks I'm stupid? The real question you should be asking is, what if the customer never thinks about me at all? The reality is, if you focus on the right things when you're talking with customers, they're going to think that you're pretty awesome. If you're helping them to do something better or to avoid some of the risk they have in their own lives, they're going to love you. Don't worry about those risks. And always keep your eye on the prize. What is the reason you're going to make a sales call anyway? What's the outcome going to be for the customer? What's the outcome going to be for the customer's patient? What's the outcome going to be for you? Making the sale, earning the commission. One of the things that just drives me crazy, and I try to be patient and I try to be kind. Recently, I just launched an online medical sales training program, and you could find out about it at my website. That's not why I'm talking to you about it right now. But a lot of sales representatives or wannabe sales representatives call me and they'll say, what happens if what you're talking about, Mace, doesn't really work? Or, your program, your comprehensive program it's just like under $600. And, you know, what happens if it doesn't work for me? Here's what drives me crazy. We're talking about sales representatives who've gotten into medical device sales, life science sales, to make a six-figure income. If you're listening to this, you want to make a six-figure income. I don't have many people who are listening to this because they want to make $25,000 a year. So you want to make a six-figure income, and you're worried about spending $600. And here's what really drives me crazy. There's a money-back guarantee. If it doesn't work for you, you can have your money back. So what are you worried about risking? Sales reps are so worried about making a bad decision, making a bad choice, making a bad move, that it absolutely paralyzes them, in that they start to think it's safer to do nothing. It's safer not to invest in a program that's going to improve their sales dramatically. It's better not to make that call on a customer so they don't look stupid or have to deal with the possibility of rejection. And what happens is they lose out completely. So here's the take-home message in talking about risk. Really take a look. Ask yourself this question. What do I have to risk by taking the action I'm about to take? And I want you to really focus on the upside risk, because believe me, if you do that and the upside risk is huge for you and it's huge for the customer, the downside risk, don't even think about it. Successful people focus on the upside benefits for themselves and the customers. And while you consider the downside risk, unless that downside risk is dramatically huge, unless it's going to wipe you out financially, cause you to lose your job, or to be viewed as some sort of horrendously horrible person, don't worry about it. Focus on being the you that you got into this business to be. And when you do that, a very wonderful thing is going to happen. You're going to sell more and earn more and be more respected by your customers. Thanks for spending some time with me on this edition of the Medical Sales Guru podcast. And if you're interested in learning about my online medical sales e-training, go to www.medicalsalestraining.com And on that homepage, just click on the link for e-training, for the Medical Sales Online e-training, and you'll find out all about it. And yes, it comes with a 100% money-back guarantee if it's not for you. Zero risk. What's the upside? Check it out. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you do, the patient always comes first. Talk to you soon.